Avoid these intermittent fasting mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes when they start with intermittent fasting. We don't want you to make the same mistakes, so we have identified the most common ones and will discuss them in this video. Quitting too quickly. We have said throughout this training that intermittent fasting is not easy. It is going to be quite a change for you, and you need to understand that and be prepared for some difficult times at the start. You must develop the willpower to continue with your intermittent fasting for at least 2 weeks so that your mind and body become accustomed to it. So many people give up on intermittent fasting far too easily. If you eat something during your fasting window because you were so hungry, then don't use that as a reason to throw in the towel. It will probably make you feel guilty, but just get over it. Never give up on your intermittent fasting journey. In time, you will notice your appetite decreasing. You will get used to the eating and fasting window, and you will develop the discipline to stick with this. This normally happens around the 2-week mark, which is why we recommend that you persist in the first fortnight. One of the problems that you will need to overcome is not feeling full in your eating window. Be prepared to experiment here with different foods to see what works the best. There is no perfect solution with intermittent fasting because we are all different. Just never give up. Failing to plan. If you don't plan your intermittent fasting routine properly, then you are far more likely to fail. Poor planning can lead to you clock watching for your eating window to begin. This can be very stressful, and it is something that you want to avoid at all costs. Accept that it may not work perfectly for you from the start. Making adjustments to your eating window diet is something that most people have to do. So be prepared for setbacks and make the necessary adjustments. Create a plan for your intermittent fasting and have a plan B and C, etc. for your eating window. Trying to do too much. We have told you in this training that intermittent fasting with longer periods of fasting usually produces the best results. It is natural for you to want to see fast weight loss results, but if you try to do too much at the beginning, then it is likely to end in failure. Start with the gentlest plan and work your way up to 24-hour fasting if that is what you want to do. If you try to fast for 24 hours from the start, you are going to find this torturous. It's like starting to learn mountain climbing by climbing Everest. Wrong diet for your eating window. We have already discussed that we do not support the eat anything you like philosophy during your eating window. It is always better that you identify healthy eating solutions that will make you full and create a calorie deficit. You will see weight loss results faster when you do this, and you will probably experience other health benefits as well. If you find it tough to give up on your favorite foods initially, then keep eating them. It is essential that you feel full at the end of your eating window. But make a commitment to transition to a healthier eating plan as your body becomes accustomed to intermittent fasting. Small changes usually work the best. Failing to exercise. It is a lot to ask for you to start with intermittent fasting, change your diet to a healthy one, and add regular exercise into your life. You do not have to do all of these things at once, but we do recommend that you get there fairly soon after starting your intermittent fasting. As we discussed in the previous video, you just need to make small changes to start exercising. Don't go crazy and go for an intense 2-hour gym session. This will probably put you off exercising for life. Just walk a bit more. Climb the stairs more than you do now. Go swimming and do some stretches for gentle exercise. In the next video, we will discuss daily intermittent fasting and what you need to do to prepare for this.